And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department has subpoenaed the New York Attorney General Letitia James over her office's civil probes into President Trump's business dealings and the NRA, says ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York.
The two cases were successful. Now federal prosecutors, we're told, are subpoenaing for information to see whether James, in the course of those cases, violated the civil rights of either the president or the NRA.
James spokesman called this a weaponization of the justice system. A three-judge appeals panel blocked a lower court's effort to bring contempt proceedings against the Trump administration over how it handled the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members. Today's the deadline imposed by the president for Russia to agree to a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer sanctions, but the Kremlin's indicated that President Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. And Florida, the latest Republican-controlled state, where its House Speaker says it will consider redistricting. This is ABC News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid disturbing young wild animals while they're enjoying the outdoors. In a press release, the agency reminded residents to always observe young wildlife from a safe distance so they can mature properly in their natural habitat. Officials say disturbing the young animals could cause them stress, inhibit their ability to learn normal social behaviors, and maintain a specialized diet, or contribute to the spread of disease. The DNR is also reminding residents that most wild animals are protected by law. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for its 2026 Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants Program. According to a press release, the program will award a total of $1 million in grant funding to groups supporting conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed efforts. Individual groups could receive up to $40,000 of the funding. Applications for the grant funding can be found on the agency's website and will be accepted through September 12th. The 18-year-old Webster man who set a number of mailboxes across Barron County on fire has been sentenced to probation. William Johnson and a 15-year-old Minnesota juvenile were arrested in December in relation to the mailbox fires. Johnson faced various charges, including arson, possessing explosives for unlawful purposes, and criminal damage to property. He entered into a plea deal in July, pleading guilty to 11 misdemeanor counts of criminal damage to property. He was sentenced to 12 months of probation as part of the plea deal. Barron County residents could see an increase in the juror per diem rate at the county board meeting later this month. The county executive committee met earlier this week to discuss the proposal and raised no objections before it receives consideration from the full county board. It's been nearly 20 years since the county's juror per diem rate was increased, and the change would double the rate from $50 per day to $100 per day. If approved at the county board meeting on August 18th, the new rates would go into effect on September 1st. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Up next, the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers at AmFam Field tonight, opening a series against the New York Mets. Milwaukee still with the best record in baseball. NFL, the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Kickoff at 7 p.m. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers will have their final training camp practice at UW-Platteville before moving back to Madison. It's open to the public 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Davis Pioneer Stadium in Platteville, Wisconsin. Luke Fickell.
I do know that there's a lot of things that are going in the right direction. I worry about guys coming back out here with the right focus and stuff, and it was very competitive. It was back and forth. We're gaining this competitive maturity that we have to do if we're going to play like this, compete like this on a daily basis. I'm really excited about some of the things that went on today. There's some sloppiness, obviously, we got to correct up there at the end, but really like where we're headed.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Sizzling hot today and humid as temperatures scrape about 90 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s. Few scattered showers are possible tonight, and then overnight and early tomorrow morning, storms hit, bringing the risks of flash flooding, high damaging winds, and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life.
I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to Tom Nelson about his new book, comparing the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to how the economy has been turning against its workers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Scientists decry Trump's energy chief's plan to update climate reports, saying this is exactly what Stalin did. Yeah. I mean, the U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright is coming under criticism, shall we say. He's a former oil and gas executive, first off. And now he's in charge of or has taken the responsibility to produce new reports showing that, or purporting to show, that carbon dioxide is actually a good thing because it helps plants grow, that greenhouse gases are not affecting the climate in a way that's, you know, problematic, that we should burn more fossil fuels, that we should have less green energy. Now, this is kind of weird because the Energy Department, most of their portfolios actually are nuclear weapons. It was called the Energy Department back in the day because the fig leaf that in the 1950s was created to justify, well, not to justify, but, you know, we had this nuclear weapons program and somebody had to have oversight over it. And one of the ways that they wanted to justify building more and more nuclear weapons was saying, well, you know, atoms for peace was the slogan from the Eisenhower administration, and that we built these nuclear power plants all over the world, all over the country. I remember in Charlevoix, which is where my mother grew up, and there was a nuclear power plant right there on the coast. And in fact, there was a little river of water that leaked out of it. It was not supposed to be there. I mean, it was only like, you know, 3 feet wide and maybe 6 inches deep that leaked right into Lake Michigan. And my brothers and I used to play in this stream of radioactive water leaking out of the whatever something point reactor there in Charlevoix. But anyhow, I'm still here, so I guess it wasn't too radioactive. But in any case, you know, the whole Atoms for Peace thing led to the creation of the Energy Department, which was, you know, theoretically to supervise nuclear power, but really was all about nuclear bombs. So he's in charge of the Energy Department. He's our energy secretary. And, you know, they've got some energy stuff under their purview. The EPA actually has arguably more power over fossil fuels. But in any case, he is one of the main supporters of this whole drill, baby, drill agenda that Trump is promoting. And they have created a report saying that the climate crisis is overblown. And now scientists literally around the world are writing papers, and several of them are in peer review right now, pointing out that all of the previous research saying that the climate crisis is not overblown, in fact, if anything, it's understated, have all been peer-reviewed. This is solid science. So here's a guy who's Michael Mann, you know, who's been a regular guest on this program and a buddy of mine, you know, the climate scientist, he says, this is exactly what Joseph Stalin did. And it's true. It really is. Dr. Rachel Cletus, who's the policy director for the Union of Concerned Scientists, said, and I quote, "Secretary Wright just confirmed our worst fears that this administration plans to not just bury the scientific evidence, but replace it with outright lies to downplay the worsening climate crisis and evade responsibility for addressing it." Over 100 scientists have come out and publicly objected to this. This was published the same day the EPA announced a proposal to undo the 2009 endangerment finding, which allows the agency to limit planet heating pollution from cars and trucks. Incredible. So we're watching actual science being reversed. Now we're seeing the same thing with Bob Kennedy over at FDA, CDC, you know, all that kind of stuff, our public health agencies. He just got rid of $500 million worth of research into mRNA vaccines, including vaccines to stop cancer. And then he comes out, and Stephen Colbert famously gave him the finger for this, but then he comes out and he says, as we learned, and I'm paraphrasing here, but I think I've got it right. He says, as we learned during COVID, mRNA vaccines are not very effective at upper respiratory infections. Well, hang on just a minute. Upper respiratory is your nose, right? And your sinuses. COVID, while it might take out your sense of smell, COVID doesn't really attack your nose and your sinuses. I mean, COVID was killing people by attacking their lungs. That's the lower respiratory. So, yeah, the vaccine may not, you know, stop upper respiratory infections as well, but that's not the point. The whole point is to stop you from getting pneumonia and dying. That's lower respiratory. So Bob is he's a lawyer. He has no medical training whatsoever, even though he's running all of our medical stuff now. He is trained as a lawyer, is using kind of lawyerly weasel words here. And I suspect that's why Stephen Colbert gave him the finger. Meanwhile, today at the White House, Stephen Moore, yes, he's got a degree in economics, but the guy's a quack. I mean, Stephen Moore was, you know, one of Reagan's guys. And, a big promoter of trickle-down economics. Remember when Trump said that the hurricane, there was this hurricane that was heading toward Florida and that it was gonna hit Alabama? And the weather scientist said, no, it's gonna hit Florida and then go north up the coast. That's what they usually do. And so Trump had the map and he took a Sharpie and changed the map so that, oh, no, it's going to hit Alabama. Of course, it didn't hit Alabama. Well, they did the same thing with the numbers this morning, the unemployment numbers. He said, hey, look at this. Joe Biden didn't have job numbers as good as we thought, and I've got better job numbers. And we just made a magic chart, and you should all be paying attention to this. Again, this is what Stalin did. It's breathtaking. It's just, we are watching the Putinization of America, as one of Louise's songs is titled. Or, in this context, I'd say the Stalinization of America, you know, complete with the purges in our police agencies. You know, the FBI is purging people that they don't consider sufficiently loyal. The military has been purged, senior levels of the military. They've fired most of your senior, flag officers who are either black or female. And, in the FBI, they're doing that and they're going after anybody who prosecuted the January 6th. Traitors. In fact, now they put one of the January 6th traitors in a senior role in the Justice Department, a guy who was out there yelling, kill him, to encouraging protesters to kill the police. He's now a senior member of the Justice Department. And the Trump administration asked about it, says, oh, yeah, he's a valued member of our team. A guy named Wise, I think it is Jeremy or Jeffrey Wise. And crazy stuff. So what's on your mind today? Gregory in Ventura, California. Hey, Gregory, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hi. Hey, now we know why you're so glowing.
Why is that? Oh, because you
said you played at the radioactive, what was it, a river?
Water, it was just whatever. A little stream of water leaking out of the something point, big point or whatever it was, the nuclear reactor in Charlevoix, yeah.
When I was a kid, it was the polio scare, you know. But
I remember.
A bad joke.
I remember lining up to get the polio. The sugar cube. We got the sugar cube 1 year, and then a couple of years later, we got a little shot of some kind of cherry flavored liquid.
Yeah, originally it was like an actual vaccine. Then the second, I think, step was the sugar cube.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was playing with my buddy one day, like football, when I was a kid, really young. Next day, he's not there, Benny, and he got polio like overnight. And, like, he was in the hospital. It blew my mind. You know?
Well, it's coming back. I mean, Bob Kennedy is discouraging vaccinations, including polio vaccinations. And we thought we had defeated this disease. It has already made a resurgence in Africa. It will be here.
I know. Just like the measles. Yep. I mean, he's such a good God. You know more than he does about medical. I mean, good God. But anyway, the reason I called, I wanted your take on this. I'm noticing, like, the Palestinian protests all around the world and the Palestinian Americans, French, whatever, there seems to be a great reluctance to put down Hamas. I don't see one sign down with Hamas. Hamas must go. And we all know, like, the civilian population elected Hamas. And we know what is in their constitution, like, to kill every Jew on the planet. They started this mess. I don't approve of how Netanyahu has conducted the war. But until Hamas is dissolved and gone, I don't see Israel, letting up.
Yeah.
So why are there no signs, whatever, putting down Hamas? And no reporter ever asked them, their feelings about Hamas. It's like, I don't know, they don't want to talk about it.
I think there's a broad consensus that Hamas is evil. The problem, Gregory, is that Hamas exists in its current form because Netanyahu gave them billions of dollars. Netanyahu supported Hamas aggressively for over a decade because he thought that that would split, instead of having the PLO, the Palestinian Authority, which was a more legitimate and popularly elected government.
Arafat.
He wanted to get rid of the PLO in Gaza, and so he started subsidizing and funding Hamas. And, as a way of breaking the PLO over in the West Bank, so that it would be easier to steal territory from Palestinians in the West Bank, which he's been doing aggressively now for years. So I suspect that, that's not something that Netanyahu wants discussed very much in Israeli politics, although Haaretz does talk about it from time to time in articles. But I don't think there's anybody out there defending Hamas. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, Hamas is proven themselves, particularly on October 7th, to be, an evil organization, worthy of destruction. Gregory, I got to run. Thanks for the call. 17 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking of Hamas, the Israeli cabinet just approved the takeover of Gaza City. This is going to get bloody. Not that it hasn't been already.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, a friend of mine uses a CPAP mask and is very unhappy about it, but it's necessary. I mean, you know, if your breathing is disrupted, it can cause dementia, stroke, heart disease, even premature death. The bottom line, if you snore now, which is the, you know, leading indicator, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring in as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial, and with over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to the lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE. Again, that's promo code SNORE at ZIPA.com. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mike in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. First, I just want to say I appreciate you pointing out earlier how Netanyahu had been funding Hamas to divide the Palestinian government up. But that's not what I called about. I called about the idea of I'm sure you remember Air America when we had that.
I helped create Air America. I wrote the original business plan, and I was on the network. So yeah, I remember it well.
Beautiful. Well, let's do that on AM stations across the country. I just came back from driving cross country and back, and it's just really sad going through the middle of the country and turn on the AM radio and all you hear is Bible Belters and Fox News.
Yep.
And AM stations are go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I get your point, Mike. And the problem is that when Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act in 96, it did away with ownership rules for radio, television stations and newspapers. And within a year, Clear Channel had gone from being a little regional thing down in the South to being a national thing with like 1,000 stations. And we were, when we had Air America, we didn't have the big bucks to buy radio stations. So we leased 54 radio stations from Clear Channel. And in 2000, and we were hitting almost 90% of the entire U.S. population. I mean, we had really good stations, big stations in big cities. And then in 2009, when Barack Obama became president, Mitt Romney decided that he was going to run for president in 2012 against Obama. And so he had his company, Bain Capital, buy Clear Channel. And then over the course of the next 2 years, 2009, 2010, early 2011, they shut down every single one of our stations. They flipped them all to sports. They knocked us off the air. They violated, you know, they broke our contracts. And that's how Air America died. A few months after that, or actually maybe a year after that, I was sitting in the office of a United States senator with the CEO of one of the other networks. It wasn't Clear Channel, but it was one of the other. There's three basically big groups of, you know, 1,000 radio stations each, right? And this guy had over 900 radio stations, and over 300 of them were running nothing but right-wing programming. And the senator says to him, well, you know, and I was sitting there, you know, right there with him. And they had introduced me, and he says, Tom here does a great show. It's the number one rated progressive show in America. He regularly beats Rush Limbaugh in the ratings. We beat him in multiple cities across the country for years. He says, why don't you put him on the air? He'll make you some money. And this guy says, I will never, ever put anybody on the air who wants to raise my taxes. And that, and the senator's mouth just fell open. I'd never seen anything like it. You know, he was just shocked that this guy was so blunt, that he is, you know, basically as the owner of this network of 900 radio stations was deciding on the programming. And that's the problem. You know, there are some independently owned stations. There's a network now called Civic Media in Wisconsin. They've got, I think, 13 stations. I'm on all of them, which is just wonderful. These are, many of them are small, low power stations. We've got some big stations, some, you know, Chicago, Minneapolis, Santa Fe, et cetera. But
yeah, it's a red state. So it's red states where the AM really travels far.
And this was the plan back in the 80s. Take some of these low population states where you can buy radio stations for pennies and flip them red. And that's what happened. Most of those states were blue states before Reagan. Mike, I got to run, but it's a real problem, our media. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Back when Romney decided to finally get rid of Clear Channel and it was in bankruptcy, I tried to convince Tom Steyer to buy it, but he, you know, was not interested. It was for sale for just $1 billion. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. You know, the hardest part about cooking or barbecuing meat, tethered to a hot stove or barbecue, sweating, constantly checking it, singeing your eyebrows, and then serving it, and half is beef jerky and half is blood rare. Those days are gone. I got a Chef IQ Sense, and I'm ready for the Food Network. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and way smarter.
I just enter whatever I'm cooking into my Chef IQ Sense app. Steaks, chicken, fish, whatever. Choose precisely how I like it cooked. Well done, medium, medium, rare, rare. Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and predicts precisely when my food will be done. No opening a hot oven, sweating over a barbecue, frying pan, or air fryer. Then Chef IQ Sense sends an alert to my smartphone when my steaks, chicken, or seafood are cooked to order the way I like it. This is the world's smartest, simple-to-use wireless cooking sensor. And the best news is they just announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's chefiq.com.
This week at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days in Bear Creek, attendees got familiar with drones. One of the things that we're learning here on the Midwest Farm Report is that farmers are using drones in a multitude of ways. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Friday. We're catching up with Julia Guerra. She's the solutions architect and a licensed drone pilot at Fly Guys. She tells us how her farmer clients are using drones to provide supplemental information to their businesses.
So typically what we see on the data collection side for agriculture is one, just, you know, acreage, understanding the coverage with red, green, blue photos that understands, you know, if you have bare spots, densities, weeds, items like that, so that you can understand and specifically target areas of your fields. We also do quite a bit of rock picking analysis. So we'll fly at a pretty low altitude with a really high fidelity camera, take pictures of the entire field, and then that goes into an AI software that evaluates how big your rocks are in your field down to about 6 inches.
Julia Guerra along with us. She's a licensed drone pilot with Fly Guys. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices next.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Markets are mixed. Friday from Chicago, corn is trading higher. Cash corn up a penny at 385.5. December new crop corn up 0.75 cents at 407.75. Cash soybeans are trading a penny and 0.75 cents lower at 972.25. November new crop beans down 2 cents at 991.75. And cash and new crop wheat is trading down a penny and a quarter at 517 per bushel. The September Class 3 milk contract, that's sitting neutral at 1874 a hundredweight, but more of the futures contracts are trading lower. October, for example, that's down 11 cents at 1863 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Have a good weekend.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Sizzling hot today and humid as temperatures scrape about 90 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s. Few scattered showers are possible tonight, and then overnight and early tomorrow morning, storms hit, bringing the risks of flash flooding, high damaging winds, and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You probably heard the rumor, you know, you can't regrow cartilage. What if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee like Louise does, or tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key, and right now you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping at getnativepath.com/tom. That's getnativepath.com/tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/tom.
Pushing back hard, 'cause there ain't no choice. You see the storm, you feel the weight. Fighting for justice before it's too late. But even warriors need to rest. Even lions lay down in their nest. Take a breath, take a break. Don't let the fire turn to ash in its wake. Find the light. Rest your soul so you can fight. The road is long, the night is cold, but you can't stand tall if you break and fold. So breathe deep, let it be. They sail their lives, they stack the deck.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Anything Goes Weekend here, picking up your calls. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah, Tom, just a quick FYI. The Adams for Peace program that you mentioned earlier, initiated by Dwight Eisenhower in 1954, is how Iran got their initial nuclear reactors from the United States.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you, Paul.
Built by a company that, by AMF, the company that makes bowling alleys and bowling balls and bowling pins. And once we deposed Mohammad Mosaddegh, the duly elected, secular, democratically elected leader of Iran, and reinstalled the Shah, we decided they're going to have nuclear power and we're going to take their oil.
Wow. Yeah, I was only 3 years old at the time, so I don't recall it, but I have read the history, and I didn't know about Iran, though. That's amazing. I mean, I remember Mosaddegh, but...
Huh. Well, so my point is, Rachel Maddow said recently, a week or so ago, fascism isn't coming to the United States, it's here.
That's right.
So I was thinking we could talk about, well, when did the creep towards fascism start? In yourself, as well as anyone, could say, well, it goes back to, you know, you might even go back to 1954 in the Supreme Court decision about, secular, separate but equal, Brown versus Board.
Brown versus Board, but, yeah.
Clearly.
Well, that's what activated Fred Koch. I mean, that's what got him going.
Yeah. Well, the two parties have been playing different games of politics, and what it reminds me of, and this is where my thrust is in psychological gaming, and there are these psychological gaming conventions in the University of Michigan has a big one every year.
Uh-huh.
And psychology majors go to them, and they play all these different games, like the prisoner's dilemma and the payoff game, and you can look these up. Prisoner's dilemma is very...
Out of Rand Corporation research?
I don't know where it came from, but what's unique about these games is that you are both competing with and working with your opponent.
Right.
So it's It's an individualized score and a team score.
Right.
So, but
which is
so
how and why they're designed to be a model for international cooperation or opposition.
It's correct. So, what's interesting is that when these teams show up with these elaborate computer-generated strategies, the strategy that's most often the most successful is the tit-for-tat strategy, which is basically, you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. You're a jerk to me, I'll be a jerk to you. And doesn't that describe Donald Trump?
Yeah, it does.
And it's like the Democrats have always, they keep trying to get this back to regular order. Mm-hmm. And it's like, as if, and I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief when Joe Biden was elected that, oh, thank God, it's over. Right. It's never going to be
regular
over.
Order
I don't think
is
in
dead.
Our lifetimes. Yeah. No, it's going to have to be a different kind of brand of political game. And the Democrats have not, as I can see, have not caught on to that idea.
Well, and Paul, if you've read any good biographies of Franklin Roosevelt in his presidency, and oddly enough, probably the best one out there is the story of Francis Perkins, which is kind of an indirect biography of FDR, but it's my favorite.
My dad read that one. My dad loved that book.
Yeah, I forget the title. It's a woman something, you know, the woman who saved the America, the woman behind the New Deal.
The big biography.
Yeah, it is. And what I learned from reading that book, and I've read other, you know, FDR biographies, but that was the big one for me, was that FDR was using power in a way that nobody had seen since Lincoln. That he was just shoving stuff down the throats of the Republicans and Congress. And he did an awful lot of stuff by fiat. He did an awful lot of stuff by executive order, creating his alphabet agencies and whatnot. And the Republicans were yelling and screaming that this was fascism on steroids, this was communism, that he was replicating what Stalin, you know, was doing in Russia. I'm not even sure Stalin was around at the time, but you get my point. And they were just crying in their beer. This, in large part, the same way that Democrats are talking about Trump right now. But FDR got a lot of really good stuff done. And frankly, I think that that's what we need to do. I think that we need another FDR. We need another president who is willing to steamroll the opposition, who is willing to do, you know, on behalf of democracy rather than on behalf of autocracy or oligarchy like Trump is. And so far, it looks to me like, you know, the two leading contenders for 2028 seem to be, maybe Andy Beshear, I'm not sure, but seem to be J.B. Pritzker and the governor of California. And you know, Gavin Newsom seems to me like he's trying to say, I'll be like Obama or Clinton. I'll work with the Republicans. I'll interview right-wingers on my podcast. I can reach across the aisle. And I think, you know, that's not the tit-for-tat strategy you're talking about, Paul, and I'm sick of it. J.B. Pritzker, on the other hand, is saying, you know, you get close enough to me and I'm going to kick you in the nuts. And, you know, that's the guy I want as president.
Well, the biography, I will mention, I read a biography of Albert Einstein. Somebody gave it to me on an audiobook about 15 years ago, and it was on audio, and I don't have it anymore, so I can't remember. But in 1955, Einstein had another Swiss scientist friend who came to the United States, and it was the night before his citizenship hearing. And this man, I don't understand it. That's why I'm frustrated. But he said, Albert, I think this Constitution is a recipe for tyranny and despotism. And it never said why he said that, but all it said was that Einstein's reply is, don't bring that up at your citizenship hearing tomorrow.
Wise advice.
Wise advice.
Paul, thank you for the call. I got to run, but thanks a lot. It's always good talking with you. Andrew in California. Hey, Andrew, what city are you in?
City of Redlands.
Redlands. Oh, cool. So what's on your mind today?
You know, I have five suggestions to combat ICE in California. And number one is the governors of California, Oregon, and Washington have an emergency meeting to discuss the form of a state guard. Since Trump will take away the National Guard anyway, their duties will be to protect the civilians from government aggression or kidnapping.
You know, there's a precedent for that. This is what Ron DeSantis did down in Florida. He created his own paramilitary force.
Well, that's fine, but let me do all five, and then I'll get your I'll listen to your comments afterwards, please. Okay, all state guardsmen should be heavily armed and trained for physical altercation. The states will have the leverage by being able to shut down all shipping lanes, even though it will affect their own state.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen because the federal government controls our rivers.
Okay. All mayors should create a surveillance department to track ICE agents. The faster notification of ICE movement, so the local police, state troopers, and county sheriff departments to merge onto ICE. Do this until the state guard is formed and trained. Number three, Mayor Bass should cancel the Olympics. Number four. Number four, all foreign automakers should close facilities until the tariffs are lifted. And number five, Governor Newsom to challenge Trump one-on-one to a fight in a ring as soon as possible.
You could do that as pay-per-view. I would pay for it. Andrew, thank you for the call. Interesting suggestions. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. It's the Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Just a reminder, tomorrow I'll be in Houston. You can get more information on our Facebook page or at KPFT.org. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219 to 212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, CPAP is a mask with air hoses that's strapped to your face all night, and without it, you can have the risk, your breathing gets interrupted, and you have the risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. You don't want this, right? So the bottom line is, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the fastest, smartest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa is proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring or sleeping in separate rooms or feeling tired and foggy all day because you didn't get a good night's sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards. I want you to try it and get my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the promo code SNORE when you check out. Again, it's promo code SNORE at ZPA.com.
Safety nets we all depend to hand out tax breaks to their billionaire friends. They call it freedom, but the cost of seeing trading food for fortunes and hope for a dream. The people's voice grows quiet, the power shifts. Oligarchy rises on the back of their gifts. This is how oligarchy works. Robbing the people while the wealthy smirk. It's the
2 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Dee in Seattle. Hey, Dee, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Two things that kind of came up on my news world in the last week. It was U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson in his meeting with Israel saying on camera that Judea and Samaria belong to Israel by right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know. Is that kind of overstepping his role?
Yeah, radically. Basically, what he's saying is that the West Bank and Gaza should be Israel.
Yeah, did you also hear that you probably know more about this. I never heard of it. That controversial that was E1 planet was stopped in 2009. I guess it kind of thawed at the same time. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The E1 planet is where the West Bank, adjacent to East Jerusalem, it creates a kind of physical link between settlement areas.
Mm. I'm not familiar with it, Dee. I'm sorry.
Okay. And I just want to say about the last guy talking about World War III. Mm-hmm. Oddly, the one person I saw in a video saying it was World War III was the last pope that just passed. Mm. Just randomly just caught it.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's
Francis.
Hokey or whatever.
Well, that's interesting. I missed that.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're in World War III or not, the danger of, I mean, typically when people think of World War III, they're thinking of a nuclear exchange between, you know, the great powers, so Russia, China, the United States, and perhaps some countries in Europe. I am very hopeful that we never get to that mutually assured destruction and all that kind of stuff is going to hold. But, you know, I think Kenyatta was absolutely right that we are certainly in a state of worldwide conflict, and the United States is up to his eyeballs in it. And
well, maybe it looks different because it's like New World Order setting up a different kind of empire situation. Maybe yeah. It just looks completely different so they can get a headway on it or something.
Yeah, could be. I just don't know. Dee, thank you for the call. Bob in San Jose. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Well, I was going to say, we're at Dictator Don... And his Sharpie drawing lines on a weather map. We're going to be doing that in a number of ways. He's busy shutting off our sources of information.
Right. He's taking out the satellites, the weather satellites.
Well, not only the weather satellites, there's two little satellites that actually cost a couple hundred million when they were first put in place. They're now it's like $15 million a year to maintain them.
Right.
And then the data from them is stunning because these were designed to observe the motion of carbon.
Right.
They're looking in either ultraviolet or infrared, I'm not sure which, but they can see where methane clouds are, where there's the concentration of carbon dioxide is changing. They can also see, and this was a thing unexpected, chlorophyll glows in a particular wavelength that these satellites see. And they can see crop failures because they can see the glow dying before people on the ground.
Thank you for explaining that, Bob. I was wondering, you know, I read that the farmers are using these satellites, but I didn't know why or how.
Yeah, well, this thing of showing where the crops are growing and where there's a crop failure starting to happen are these two little satellites. One is attached to the side of the International Space Station. The other one is free-floating.
Right.
They're talking about deorbiting the free-floating one, and I suspect taking the one off the side of the space station and throwing it overboard and having it deorbit as well.
Correct.
They're blocking the sources of trustworthy data.
That's correct.
This
and you see Bob Kennedy doing the same thing with regard to our medical data. You see the EPA doing this with regard to our environmental data. You see, I mean, in the Department of Energy now. And then, of course, this morning, this absurd thing with Stephen Moore saying, oh, all the, you know, we fired the statistician because we didn't get numbers we like. Oh, look at, we've created millions of jobs. We're, you know.
Well, see, they're ripping out the Sharpie and drawing on the map.
That's right. It's Stalin all over again. Stalin actually executed the head. He didn't just fire the head of the statistics agency for the Soviet Union. He actually executed that person.
But I thought you would find this geeky science thing about seeing crop failures from orbit is an incredible thing.
It is, and
it's worldwide because these satellites, apparently the way the orbits work, the space station covers one swath of the Earth around, and then this other satellite covers the gaps where the space station doesn't see stuff.
Yeah, it is truly remarkable. Bob, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks so much. I appreciate it. Up next, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. Donald Trump refers to his Johnson as a scepter. Seriously. And how do we defeat oligarchy? And this is what dictators do. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and a separate case she brought against the NRA, the purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News.